Pretoria today up to 23, Joburg and Rustenburg a maximum of 21 degrees.
In Bedford View on the N3 northbound, traffic is slow towards Van Buren Road.
In your sport, Ireland captain Caelan Doris ruled out for up to 6 months through injury and completely missing out on that Lions tour. And world number one Jannik Sinner through to the last 16 of the Italian Open.
We start with news confirmed this morning. The National Prosecuting Authority is going to appeal the judgment in which controversial Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso and two others were acquitted.
The first step in this process is to request the judge to clarify factual findings, which according to counsel are not clear from the judgment.
The three were acquitted last month on charges including the sexual assault and human trafficking of young women at Omotoso's church. The NPA's Tunzi Maga says while they wait for the judge to release her factual findings, an internal investigation continues into the conduct of the first teams of prosecutors involved in this matter. Meanwhile, 66-year-old Omotoso was back in court yesterday facing new charges, this time allegations that he's contravened the Immigration Act. He has applied for the High Court to review the decision by the Department of Home Affairs to declare him a prohibited person in South Africa. More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To the story that takes us to Washington, where the group of 49 white Afrikaans-speaking South Africans landed last night to be resettled. They were formally welcomed by the U.S. government at the Dulles International Airport.
We respect what you have had to deal with these last few years. We respect the long tradition of your people, and I am sure that you will be successful. It's, as you know, a lot of you, I think, are farmers, right? You, when you have quality seeds, you can put them in foreign soil and they will blossom, they will bloom.
U.S. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Christopher Landau told the group that the American government is satisfied that these 49 people face persecution in South Africa based on their race. That has been repeatedly denied by President Cyril Ramaphosa, but Landau added,
"It is not surprising, unfortunately, that a country from which refugees come does not concede that they are refugees. Unfortunately, the South African government has not done what we feel is appropriate to guarantee the rights of these citizens to live in peace with their fellow South Africans."
Ramaphosa and U.S. President Donald Trump are expected to hold face-to-face talks in America next week. Ramaphosa spoke at the Africa CEO Forum in Abidjan yesterday, where he was asked whether South African-born tech titan Elon Musk will also be part of that U.S. delegation. To which Ramaphosa answered,
"They will determine whether Elon Musk is part of it or not. I will go with my own South African delegation."
More about this on our news blog. And that while the US is battling its own political dilemmas. Trump says anyone who says no to a $400 million gift is, in his words, stupid. He's dismissed concerns after he revealed that he plans to receive a 747-8 passenger plane as a gift from Qatar to be used as the new upgraded Air Force One. I'm Khada de Suzanne het vir die hoofnuusdie, die nasionale vervolgingsgesag gaan nou appeleer teen die uitspraak waar tydens Timothy Omotoso vrygespreek is.
Talking about Instagrammable places in South Africa, we often get stuck at Table Mountain and there's just so much more. God's Window in Mpumalanga, you're right.
Yeah. It is definitely one.
It is one. I mean, there is plenty around this country. We really are very, very... And sometimes it's not even, you know, somewhere far away. Sometimes it's the top of Northcliffe Hill looking out over Johannesburg. Right. You know what I mean? It's not
it's
always...
got a charm, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that city view, beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely, actually beautiful.
Yeah.
Which other places? Also, talking about Instagram, we'll hop over to TikTok in a moment. TikTok's got talent. Because I'm highly entertained, I don't know about you, but just ek kan vir jou lag hoor, vir mense. En as daar iemand is wat jou maak lag, or someone who entertains you on TikTok, tag us in. Make sure we know about it, because on a Tuesday specifically, TikTok Tuesday.
Yes.
Awesome.